live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Russell Waite is a former detective, and he's just written his first novel, the first instalment of a new crime series. This novel, it's called Greed is a Powerful Motive, and it's set in Ely, Cambridge and India. And I'm delighted that Russell is here with me via Zoom. Good morning, Russell. How are you?
Alex, I'm very good. Thanks for inviting me on and to have a chat about the book.
Oh, that's great. Now, have you always wanted to write? Because you say you're a former detective. How long were you a detective before you decided to start writing?
I was a detective for, well, a police officer for nearly 31 years. And of that, most of my time, maybe 25 years of that, I was a detective. And I became the detective chief superintendent, so the head of CID, head of crime for Cambridgeshire for the last 6 years of that. And obviously very busy investigating major crime, homicides, and no interest in writing a fiction book. Towards the end of my service, I did visit the British Library with my father, and we saw that my grandfather, my great-grandfather, my dad's grandfather, was a police officer in Baroda State. And there was this story there. And I thought, oh, I wonder if that's a story worth writing. And that stuck with me. And it wasn't until the first lockdown that I thought, I'm going to write that book.
Oh, that's excellent. So it was your seeing that story that actually made you think about writing a book, and the first lockdown.
Yes, absolutely. So this story I've been telling people, and in essence, we're getting into the story. But my protagonist, they call it, but my detective is a detective chief inspector who gets a job and works for the Foreign Commonwealth Office, and he goes out to India. And that's where the original story comes, that British administrator has found out the Maharishi's son, and as a result of that, he ends up getting poisoned. So not trying to give too much away, but that was the essence of my story. And that festered with me. So when it came to the first lockdown, I thought, I'm going to write this, and sat down in 8 weeks, wrote 80-odd thousand words, the novel.
Wow, that's incredible. And so, as you say, it's based on an original story, but you've kind of brought it into the kind of modern day, haven't you, really? So I'm guessing you drew on your own experiences in the police force.
Yes, the modern day was what I wanted to write about, because I had in my head a series of books, and I've actually finished writing the second novel in the series. Not done anything too much with it yet. So I had to bring it into modern day. And also then I could use all of my experience, skills, knowledge of being a detective and investigating a homicide in today, which I wouldn't know about from the 1800s. I thought readers would be interested in that. And I personally, because I absolutely enjoyed investigating homicides, would enjoy writing the novel and writing about a detective investigating a homicide. So that's what I did.
So did you find easy writing after having so long being a detective? I guess you had to write reports and things, but you would never have written such a thing like 80,000 words. Did you find it hard?
No, I didn't, because what I actually do, Alex, now is that I write serious case reviews where children have died, domestic homicide reviews where, you know, partner violence has taken place and somebody's died, sometimes with children as well. And I went to Middlesex University I graduated in 2015 and did a doctorate, and that was 80,000 words. So I'm very used to writing, but a very different style of writing to writing fiction novels. And as you read the novel, you think, oh, yeah, okay, I get the fiction writing now as it progresses. But it is very authentic. That's the bit for me, Alex. It's an authentic detective today who would pick up this death and suspicious death. And what would they do with it? So I give the reader the information as my detective gets it, and he tells them what he does. The reader might want to do slightly differently or might be with him. But that's, in essence, it's a very authentic and real life actions and sort of things that we would do today.
I've just started the book myself, and I see you've got a lovely picture of Ely Cathedral on the front of it. It's all set, well, a lot of it's set, isn't it, around Ely in Cambridge. Was that important to you?
Well, Cambridgeshire was very important to me. because I've lived here 40 years. I spent 30 odd years being a police officer here. And so the citizens and the area of Cambridge is really important. I think it's a wonderful place. It's got such a rich history and a diversity to it that you probably don't get elsewhere. But I've visited Ely and dealt with crimes in Ely, and Ely's got a character to it that other places, in a small scale, that other places haven't got. So I wanted him to have a home, a family, a life in Ely. And so that's why I picked Ely. The cathedral's wonderful, hence it's on the front cover. My publishers, Grantham Milner Publishers, who I think I said earlier, you know, they've been brilliant to me, went with that as an idea. And he also went to Cambridge and Cambridge University. And one of his grandfathers lives in Cambridge, was a family court judge, retired there. So Cambridge also is special. So that's why I wanted to. So he's got a family and a life in Ely in Cambridgeshire. His working life takes place in London and, of course, abroad, in this case, in India. And in the next book, he goes to actually Manitoba in Canada.
I was about to ask, so you've written the most part of the second series. Have you sort of plotted out all the episodes or the books, or are you just going to go with the flow each time?
No, so I've got in my head what they're going to be, probably about five books in my head at the moment, but I keep getting lots of ideas. Now, as I come to write each book, I sit down and plan it. So I sort of do a beginning, middle and end, act one, act two, act three. You know, what's your plot points, and literally sort of plan the book. But as I write it, sometimes characters come to life that are different to what I wanted to write. So Solomon Kite in this book, who's the inspector in Vadodara, as you're reading, you've met him already, Alex. He investigates. He actually is my great-grandfather. He is the great-grandfather. That's his name. So I really wanted to, as I started to write the book, wanted to write him as such a wonderful character as we would expect our grandparents to be. But he turned out not to be, just as how the book went. And sometimes you have to go with the flow. Yeah. And so, yes, you can plot it out, but sometimes it takes you off at different angles and the plot takes you there.
So each story, each novel will be a different kind of story, but with the same overarching detective carrying through, and we'll hear about his family life.
No, absolutely. So each story is a new story. It will stand alone, but it is connected to him, his life in Ely, his family in Ely, his time in Cambridge, his visits to Cambridge, and also London, because he works at the Foreign Commonwealth Office in London. But the story itself is very different. And hopefully, Cranthorpe Milner will want to publish the second book.
Oh, that sounds great. And I say, I'm just into about chapter two, and I didn't want to read too much before we spoke in case I gave any of the plots away. But I must say, I'm finding it very intriguing. And it's also lovely to hear landmarks we know and think, oh, yeah, so he's gone down there. Oh, that's really interesting. Yeah. So I think it's sounding really great. So thank you very much for that, Russell. Before you go, where do we find this book if we want to buy it?
One of the places that are looking to stock it is Heffers in Cambridge, and they get a mention in the book because he went to King's College, Cambridge, which is just opposite. So Heffers in Cambridge will be stocking it. It's available to pre-order, or you can go into Toppings in Ely if you live in Ely, but it's available to pre-order on Amazon. Waterstones is probably as easy. It's on Amazon, Kindle, Foils. All of the main booksellers, the publishers have managed to get them.
I'm just going to give the title again, and it's Greed is a Powerful Motive. It's the first one of the Alexander McFarlane crime mysteries, and it's by yourself, Russell Waite, and that's W-A-T-E for people wanting to look to buy it. Thank you very much for your time today, Russell, and good luck with the next one.
Okay, thank you very much, and thanks for inviting me on again, Alex.
Cambridge 105 Radio.